League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Welcome back.
Welcome back, people.
It's the Real and Wills podcast.
Back again.
Hey, Lee's got me nervous today. Shadow government.
Shadow government interruption. Hello, world. You have now been interrupted by the shadow government. Hello, you're fallen to my illusion. You're fallen to my illusion. Shadow government member. Shadow government member. Listen. As a member of the shadow government, I was sent to bring down Kingpin. The event is no longer happening.
Oh my days. We're not Lee. You mean no longer happening? There's a difference between cancelled and postponed.
Bro,
what one is it?
All I know, I pulled up outside your crib. I got a text from Big Gibber.
Okay.
He said, listen, Leon.
Eason.
No training tonight. No training tomorrow. I'm going to have a nice fat burger.
I know he's pissed though.
Bro, man said he's going to have a nice fat burger. I said, Gibby, sure, no training tomorrow, yeah? So training's off. He said, bro, I'll probably see you in about 2 weeks.
Bro. What's going on, man?
Boy. What's going on, Big Gibber, man? He brings down events, man. He bankrupts events.
No, he doesn't. No one's going to want him on their team. No one is going to want Gib on their show. Any show give fights on them and end up bust.
Trust me.
Even when it wasn't going his way, Eddie Hearn said, man, I can't do this thing no more. Gib looks off everyone's team.
But what happened? I don't know what's going on, but see, the thing is, I don't know if it's financial or whatnot.
It's always fair.
Yeah, because I was asking the manager, I said, like, when the flights are getting booked? Because my missus has got, on the day after, my missus got some charity boat race thing.
Okay.
I wanted to make sure I'm back in time so I can go and support her and watch it and whatnot.
Look at you, being a good guy, man.
You have to be a good guy. So I was thinking, bro, tickets are not booked yet, blah, blah, blah. I need an early flight back on a Sunday. So I went and booked it out of my own pocket.
Ah.
You know what I'm saying? Just to make sure I'm back so I can go and support her. So I'm taking an L. Not why. Wade's in Dublin now.
Wade and Christian are over there. Hey, Christian. By the way, I'm going to need you to edit this one.
Christian, please. Edit this one, please.
Thank you.
Wade, you might as well go and try and look for Connor, man. Do a video searching for Connor.
You might as well come back to London at this point and just get in a UK vacation, you know, do Buckingham Palace and all of that.
All of that. That's peak for the fighters, though. Of course it is. Because money's been spent.
I know misfits are here, like.
Of course. But the thing is, like.
They're skanking right now in their office.
If it is a final issue, you can't call yourself Kingpin and then run out of dough. A Kingpin's meant to have long money.
Yeah.
If you're Kingpin, finance should not be an issue.
This is peak, you know.
So.
It's
sad because,
it was a good tournament. It's a good concept. It was a great concept, bro.
Bro, we've been training hard. Was looking to run over and murder that Jarvis.
Yeah, Jarvis.
Jarvis was getting run over. Have you seen that old school movie, Drop Dead Fred?
No.
That's an old school movie, And like, he gets run over, and he's just flat like a pancake.
I've seen similar things.
Or his head gets slammed in the fridge, and his head's like head Jarvis. It looks like Jarvis. He was going to get mooted differently this time. I'm telling you.
I'm speechless. I can't lie.
Of course. And you know what's the worst thing about it? It's only now, finally, Gibbs understanding the system.
He just understands the system. He said to me the other day, because his birthday yesterday, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
His birthday yesterday. Happy belated to Gibbs. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And he was like, I get more and more confident every camp. I feel like I'm understanding things better now. Mm-hmm. And I thought, yeah, man, good, you're ready.
Of course.
And I know this guy is ready. I know he's. I don't ever question if he's ready. Yeah. So I know for him to get that news, man, after all the dedication, months, and the other fighters too. You know, the Kennys, the Windersons,
Kenny was hungry, bro. I see him a few months, was it maybe a month ago, 5 weeks ago, when Deji was still in his camp. And he was just getting back into training, preparing for Winderson, Nunes.
Yeah.
I saw the hunger on his face.
Right.
He knew what time is his go time, my time to make a statement,
yeah,
and whatnot.
Because Winderson's good. Winderson's a good fire.
I saw it. Even Daly, I've been speaking to Daly.
Mm.
I could feel the energy of the camp, innit? You know what I'm saying? Even like, since like this camp was happening, I thought, you know what? It's going to be giving Kenny in the finals, yeah? So let me distance myself from Daly. Because yeah, I want war zone.
Because you know.
I'm not trying to do the friend thing.
Right.
I'm in the zone now.
You're going to have to. Man's going to be on the other side of the ring.
Yes.
Man.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to do the. Bam. We shake hands afterwards, but we're both on our war horses. So I know Daly's thinking the same thing as well, but nah. It's all up. It seems like it's up in the air.
Damn. What's next then? What's next? All right.
Misfits.
All right, cool. We've got Misfits. Over on the zone, they got the most security in terms of contract. Yeah? They got the most security. So they know where they are, basically. Mm-hmm. It's not a floating thing. They know where they are. Fighters in the influencer game may need to realize that and Misfits take that into account.
Misfits is the
because
way.
Because they're the only ones that's got pen to paper, guaranteed longevity. Fights, yeah.
Guaranteed wages. I'm saying. Great shows, great entertainment.
Yeah, but Misfits
going to
have to up the wages. They're going to have to up the wages.
Yeah, but you can't just up. There has to be a reason why you're going to get paid more.
Yeah, of course.
You know what I'm saying?
Of course.
What are you bringing? Mm-hmm. Not just, you know what I'm saying? What are you bringing to get paid more?
Because I know Kingpin were paying heavy. Yeah. I know they were paying heavy. So if people do say, all right, cool, we'll go back to Misfits since you men exist, the pay can't be exponentially less.
No, it can. It's what you're worth. Kingpin was just trying to get in the game, trying.
So it's like, you know, bribing, come like bribing.
Father Christmas thing.
Yeah.
You know
what Santa.
But you know what Santa can't fit down the chimney this time, boy. Can't deliver the presents this time, boy.
No, this is bad.
Trust me.
Man said Santa couldn't fit down.
But
the
now,
chimney.
As I sit on a small circle, the small circle, Misfits. Is the future and beyond.
So explain to us, Lee, what is small council? What is council?
Details are not fully there yet, so maybe in the next video.
So you don't even know what you're the head of?
I know there's going to be for three other people.
Right.
When we do a lot of reasoning. We're going to try and... We want to take Misfits to the next level.
Okay.
We want to speak... We want to be... I don't know. Maybe it might be like a mediator type of thing as well.
Yeah.
I think... The role.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Involves many aspects.
Right.
Helping with the matchmaking,
mediating
between fighters.
This is and the advisory team.
How can we take Misfits to the next level, and obviously make it like the UFC, because it's the UFC basically.
It is, isn't it? Yeah, it is.
UFC first started off, there was many other MMA.
It's true.
Events.
You had Pride and
Pride. Pride's one of the original Bad Boy ones.
Original Bad Boy.
Then look, you got the Bellator. Cage Rage.
Cage Warriors.
But that's what I think will probably happen eventually. Someone else will try and pop up with money, then Misfits might just do the monopoly thing.
Nab it.
I'll buy you.
It makes sense.
It makes sense. Control the market.
It makes sense. Mm-hmm. It does make sense. I think, so, who would you like to see as another member of the government? Obviously, the people, them. I see mm-hmm. the love on Twitter.
Yeah.
Thank you. A lot of people say Vidal should be on there.
The gang, the right-hand man.
That's not going to happen.
Yeah. The gang, the right hand man, obviously Wade. I like Wade.
Yeah.
I like True Jordy. No, Wade not getting
he's
it.
He's out here beefing JJ too often.
Wow.
He's beefing JJ too often. So that ain't happening.
Ideally, in an ideal world, I'll like me, Vidal, Wade, Sensei, True Geordie. Yeah.
That would be the ultimate cancel.
A lot of people are against, don't like it when I say Keem, but I like Keem because he's a man of another perspective, and he knows the YouTube realm. Like
he's already got his role.
He has got his role. He's got his position.
He's got his position.
No one knows the YouTube scene better than him.
It's true, you know.
He was the number one news, the drama. When I first heard of Keem, obviously when JD went LA and all this explaining, this guy does drama alert and whatnot, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, that's when I first heard about him.
Yeah, that's when I first heard about him. So this guy's connected, he's up to date. He knows all these new people rising.
He does.
And whatnot. He's seen many come, many fall.
Yeah.
So I like Keem. He has a perspective. He has good opinions.
Mm.
Mams has good opinions, good ideas.
Yeah.
When they first mentioned the tag team, well, I was thinking, boy, I don't know about this.
I was like, this is not a good show.
I was entertained.
Extremely.
You know what I'm saying?
Extremely entertained.
I like to reason with people and see where we can take it.
I'd be interested to see the other members of the council.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I know Wade won't be one. I know I won't be one. I know maybe Sensei. Yeah. Maybe Sensei will be one. But they just need to know where they're going.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? We're looking at this show, July 22nd, Nashville. And the survival tag team.
I'm not sure what happens here.
How does it work?
I don't know how it works.
You see? Survival tag, obviously it's a tag team match.
They have to bring out the rules, hopefully this week or next week, just so what we know what to expect and whatnot.
Survivor tag, yeah, this is looking brazy. This is looking like SmackDown 2 right now, but it's, and then what we got, this is a good fight, to be fair.
Taylor and Bamba.
That's a good fight.
I want to see a very good fight. That's what I'm hoping for, to see a good fight.
Yeah, I think that will be a good fight. I don't know how many rounds it is. I don't know how long it is. Hopefully more than three rounds. But this is a fair fight.
Yeah, it's a fair fight. It's a good fight.
I know what I mean? It's a good fight.
Bamba's been calling from it from what day. He's been saying, I want Andy Taylor.
Yeah. It's been, you know, that one's been spoken about. Belcher and Rackman. I don't ever put confidence into Rackman. Yeah? Just because he's just an unreliable guy. Whether it's performance-wise or whether he actually turns up to fight or not, he's just an unreliable guy.
To be honest, we don't know what we're going to get.
You don't?
He's still fighting at a weight that he shouldn't be at.
Yeah, heavyweight.
He just needs to go in there and box. He's got to leave that ego thing at the door. Try to go head-to-head with Hardy. Look what happened. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Leave the ego at the door.
Leave it. Leave it.
This guy, what is he? Bare knuckle fighter. Putting gloves on him. The punch is going to have less power, impact. I don't think he's naturally a heavyweight. It took him time to build it and his muscle. But he's got to use his footwork, move with your jab.
He can't worry about being entertaining for the crowd. Because he tried to be entertaining for the crowd against Boss Man. What's his name? The Worm Donny. The one that he fought last.
Hardy. Yeah.
And you get slumped.
Yeah.
He has to just box.
You have to box, man. Use them feet, man. In and out, man.
JJ and Tommy, yeah, they fight. That's obviously a Misfit show.
Of course that's a Misfit show.
Yeah,
of course.
And where you think it will be?
Where? I think they'll say a Manchester Arena.
Ayo, yeah.
I think Tommy was asking for that. What I've heard so far, Tommy was asking for a Manchester Arena.
Yeah.
He said, cool, we'll give you that.
That's more like a home fight for him.
Of course. Isn't it? Of course, it should be.
He's from up
there. It should be. He's up from, yeah. And I think he even lived in Manchester.
You think he should get a home advantage?
I think JJ's just to the point, like, I'll fight you wherever, man. It's that point. They need to fight. It needs to happen.
Yeah, I feel like that's part of Tommy's negotiation tactics, is to push man to the point where they say,
of course, of course.
You know what? Fine, listen. Whatever. I'll take it. Cool.
You see, gypsies, yeah? They have mastered the art of deception. They will sell, you'll think you're buying an iPhone, they'll sell you a box full of rocks.
Yeah, not even a Samsung, a box full of rocks.
that's their thing.
No, for real.
That's their thing.
For real.
Bro, you know how,
they're smart.
He's not with Frank Warren no more.
No.
So, yeah, obviously, John Fury's doing the negotiations.
Yeah, so it's his peak. It's difficult.
If I was JJ and Mams, I'd just jump in the car, go and visit John's caravan, mate. Pull up unannounced, mate. Put me on a cup of tea, mate. Yeah. Let's talk about business. You know what I mean?
It should be that simple.
But
it's a bread thing, isn't it?
It's money. And
he got paid more to fight him than he's going to get to fight him.
But see, the thing is, Tommy's in the best position ever.
Ever.
Because really and truly,
ever.
Jake needs him, and JJ needs him. You know what I'm saying? It's like them two, like
he's the golden goose.
Yeah.
Tommy's the golden goose.
Yeah.
He got out even nowhere. Logan saying, yeah, no, I'll get Logan. Down to 185 so, and
nah, fight. Tommy and Molly Mae's just thinking, okay, yeah. Maybe 4 million there. 4 mil there.
Tommy's walking outside his house. He's like, I thought he was going to buy that house, but really, we want to buy that house.
No. Like, say Tommy's worth 4 mil now.
Yeah.
He's telling everyone, well, I'm 16 mil, you know?
Yeah, because he's got projected income.
He's counting the money before it's in his palms
projected
already.
Projected income.
So,
but I rate it. No, I do.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
He was going nowhere in the pro boxing scene.
Nowhere. He was struggling with the worst of journeymen. Yeah. And then now he's fell into this realm. I said, what's meant for you is meant for you.
Of course.
Do you know
of
what
course.
I mean? At the end of the day, what's meant for you is meant for you. You don't hear me ridicule the Donnie all the time because that's just what I do. That's my job. But all that aside, the man's blessed and this is his journey. You know what I'm saying? I got blessed with a hard route. That's how life goes. This guy got blessed with a root. Let him live his root. But do his thing.
You know what's funny? Yeah. See, when you look back, you might look back on your life and think, "Wow, how did I end up here?" But when you actually look back, you can see the pathway, what led you to that position.
For example,
say he had pro boxing genes from say 16 or whatnot. Mm. Blah blah blah. For some reason, he ended up on Love Island. Due to that fact, he ended up on Love Island. He became in this social media world.
And he met his wife. And his baby.
You know what I'm saying? Baby. Yeah. Now he's met millions. You know what I'm saying?
No, for
meet
real.
Meet your wife, have a baby, meet millions.
It's a good journey. Yeah. It's a man's life. It sounds like a good man's life.
Trust me, God blessed him with that. God blessed him with that car.
It is.
How it makes sense. You know what I'm saying? If you had pro boxing dreams to be a world champion, there's no reason for you to go on Love Island.
Yeah.
And he went on Love Island and he was kissing up man on there, kissing up girl on there. It was all over the place. He had no direction. It was all over the shop, mate. You know what I mean, Tommy? It was all over the shop.
This gave him clarity.
Now, boom.
Where to be.
Making big meals.
Where to go. I've seen him doing some big brands as well.
Big brand deals.
He's
becoming a YouTuber. I think he's got a YouTube channel doing YouTube videos with Eddie Hall.
I see him with Eddie
and all
Hall
of that.
And that.
Mm-hmm.
I see it. Let's see. Tommy TNT. TNT.
Yeah, so he's. I see him more as a YouTuber influencer than a pro boxer.
Oh yeah, of course, he is. This is what I've been trying to get him to say.
Yeah, but he's a liar.
He ain't saying it though.
Yeah, he's a liar.
That is exactly what he is.
Big John Fury knows that as well.
They all know it. I'm telling you, John Fury probably watching me in the knees, and he said,
"You don't want none of that. You're not ready. Yeah, no way.
Where's the money, bro?
Yeah, of course that's what he's thinking.
Where's the money?
Come on.
Do you know what I'm saying? And I don't blame him. I always say to people, I don't blame him. I just want him to tell the truth.
He's smart. He knows the game.
I just want him to tell the truth.
In the game.
Come on, man.
From outside the game. You know what I'm saying? He knows the game. Brothers are in the game. Sons are in the game. Just get the money and get out, man.
So what do you think is the one main thing crossover boxing has to do? Misfits probably in particular, because we know the partnership for longevity. Like, what do you think is going to keep this thing going? What's going to be the catalyst that it can be successfully carried out over the years?
Development of the fighters. Hopefully have better connection with brand deals for the fighters. Fighters need to start investing in their own content outside of it to build their repertoire, and which will also lead to them getting more money. I would like to see better production in terms of media wise. Maybe have an in-house media team that goes around to fighters.
Yeah, for sure.
Bigger build-ups during fight weeks.
For sure.
Stuff like that. But I think we need to sort of branch out a bit more. Don't just rely on the a lot of fighters rely on Twitter Spaces now.
Yeah, nowadays. Yeah, Twitter Spaces is a big
They're putting
thing.
More energy into Twitter Spaces than their own actual content.
Yeah.
And it doesn't make no sense to me.
They should, the main focus should always be the content.
Of course.
It should always be the content.
Content is key, you know what
I
mean?
I think, personally, I think that, like you said, kind of similar to a UFC model, business model, where maybe it's easier for misfits to get a sponsorship deal with someone and tell every Don, if you sign with us, that is on your shorts.
Yeah.
Rather than people going out and seeking individually.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
A lot of them won't be able to.
No.
And a lot of them won't be able
to.
That's
like the traditional boxing thing.
Yeah.
Everyone's got to go out and seek their own.
Yeah.
People should be enticed by, if you sign with Misfits, this patch is on your shorts, but you do make percentage of bread.
Yeah, yeah.
It adds
great.
To your purse.
That's great, yeah.
You see what I'm
saying?
Yeah. But, you know, Lee's the small counselor, so Lee's going to have to bring these things into the meeting and tell the people them. Yeah. I'm excited, though. I know there's going to be more honesty flowing around the office with you around there. I know that for a fact. There's going to be a lot more honesty. There's going to be a lot more people feeling a type of way, but there's going to be more results. That's how honesty works. Mm-hmm. As when it's constructive. Anyway, what do you think about this one? The Zuckerberg and Elon thing.
I don't think that's gonna happen, man. Elon doesn't look in shape.
The Colosseum.
That's what they want. But they're billionaires, man.
Aye.
Wherever they want. Wherever they want, whatever they want.
Rebuild the Colosseum.
That's crazy.
You shouldn't do that, though. That's our history, fuck up.
Can people? Have you been to Rome?
Nah.
No. No. You think they're gonna rebuild it?
That's what rebuild it. I swear.
No way they said rebuild. I thought they was gonna find a little area, and just.
I swear they said they're going to rebuild it.
Yeah, that's mad. If they think they're rebuilding it, that's crazy. That's crazy, boy. They're trying to summon some deeper spirits, boy. Some different fallen soldiers, you know? What, are they looking? Have they set a date or anything?
No.
That must be next year. It must be next. But I see Elon with, what do you call it? GSP.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's the picture Alexa, I just see on Twitter. Yeah. I just see that, look. TMZ, Italy's culture minister, reached out to Meta CEO Zuckerberg to suggest staging the much hyped contest.
That would be crazy, though. That would be crazy. Venue.
Wow.
Yeah, that's crazy. I wonder who will be on that card. Is this going to be like UFC Dons, or are they going to have other people? They should put, what's the name? What's that? They should put, what's Zelensky versus Putin on there, mate.
Oh, my
God. You know what I mean?
Now, they might as well do every war.
Yeah,
Zelensky's
walking around.
Every battle should be settled on that show.
King Jong-un against someone.
Literally.
You know what I'm saying? The whole thing. The world should just be.
It will have a retractable stage floor when restoration is completed later this year, when the culture ministry would allow for concerts. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Okay,
so they're going to do it.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Larger events within the arena itself, which accommodate up to 80,000.
Yeah, that would be larger than life. That's mad.
You see them things? You see the world, yeah?
Oh, have you seen Spartacus?
No.
The series?
No, not the series.
When they're in the Colosseum, I should watch that. But I just had a flash, I just had a thought, yeah? Like, not a thought, a flashback. Like, see, when Spartacus is fighting, yeah? And in them days, you might see girl, all them, I was thinking the OnlyFans girls will just be there.
Yeah, looking
mad.
Flying around.
Mad.
But this what's this? I didn't see this.
Some more suggestions. Joe Weller.
Not Weller, man.
Bazinga. People say I'm Bazinga.
Yeah, yeah. Ethan's been getting a good request in there. Why not put him in there?
And Fox is the new generation of the scene.
Fox the G, isn't it?
Yeah.
Fox the G.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think? I don't think so.
Don't
not
man.
Because he says anything wrong.
But I swear he's a announcer.
I don't know what he does. I just see him all the time.
I think he announces fights.
Joe Willer definitely ain't getting it because him and
Fam's
like enemies.
No way.
Them men are beefing.
No way. But he was good at commentating and etc. Joe.
Yeah, no, he was
then, yeah, he was then.
But
yeah.
he got a lot of his opportunities because he was one of the first mandem. Mm-hmm. And rightfully so. But then now he found a little weird room where it's like he's trying to fight everyone again, but he ain't really trying to fight again. Yeah. And then you're beefing the Vince McMahon of the thing. It's a bit awkward. But people, I won't be the small cancel. Cause I might burn my career elsewhere, but I'm not allowed. Okay, I'm not allowed.
Yeah.
I have to stay on
flying a different flag, man.
I fly in the sky. Okay,
trust me.
I fly
in the sky. In the sky.
That's it. That's all people need to know. What's this? What's this? Here's another clip that he's. Oh, this is old.
Old.
So them man agreed weights.
Yeah.
185.
That's what's agreed, yeah?
Is it 185?
I don't know. I just know they agreed.
They just say agreed, innit?
Yeah.
But it says, no, they change agreed 185. Okay, so
mm-hmm. See, the thing is?
Rubbish, dead lanting, yeah. What's Cali saying? I just don't get it, bro. Personally, me, I'm baffed, yeah? Mm-hmm. I'm baffed because why are you here trying to bully up the YouTube man?
Yeah.
Like he's fighting me.
It's true.
He should say that to me, or you normally make.
But you know what it is? He's too big. He's too big.
Do you know what I mean?
He hasn't got, I don't think he can cut weight. Everyone can cut weight and drop weight. Everyone but I don't think he's got the motivation to. And then obviously he's got his dad and his brothers in his ear. Nah, you want to be the bigger man with Furies. You know what I'm saying? Blah, 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 blah. But then again, see, when you have a baby, you lose your testosterone. That's why I was surprised that he fought Jake. Mm. But he just had a baby. Naturally, when you just have a baby, your testosterone levels drop.
Right.
And then you start putting on excess weight and whatnot.
Yeah. Because you start thinking about how to look after the baby. That's why
he's now he's got more money. Yeah. He's got more money than he's ever had. So he's trying to be on his high horse, isn't it?
He shouldn't be doing that.
To be honest, I think him and Jake are having words behind the scenes, behind all this. 100.
Hundo.
Jake's slightly a mastermind, you know.
He is.
He'll be orchestrating, no, Tommy, you do this so you can get blah, blah, blah. Then we can fight, bam, bam, bam.
Yeah. Fully. He'll be probably chatting to his dad. He'll probably be chatting to John.
Of course.
Would they offer Tommy? They offered him. I wouldn't take that, but
yeah.
Just saying. Yeah. Like, obviously, you know how things set up. You're going to get paid properly. But, you know, I think. Listen, I know, it's business.
Me knowing the gypsies.
It's business.
They are going to get the best hand.
They are.
They're going to get the best hand, the best
deal. He's going to end up, JJ's going to end up.
They're going to be the one smiling the most.
On the B side of the deal. JJ's going to end up on the B side of the deal.
Of course.
He's going to end up on the B side of the deal. Because what JJ can't do, and what he does do, is he makes it too obvious that his aspirations are set on what Jake does. So people use that against you.
Yeah.
People understand you want to one up Jake, yeah?
Yeah.
So because you made it so clear that's your priority, mm-hmm. I will extort you now for you to live up to your own thing, your own goal. Yeah. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And this is why bro shouldn't do that, because everyone knows his moves are dictated by outdoing Jake. Mm-hmm. Now my man's already beat Jake. He knows that JJ really means something.
Yeah,
for me to fight Tommy, because if I beat Tommy, Jake didn't do it. That's how JJ feels inside.
Yeah.
So now you can get pulled left, pulled right to the point where you get desperate.
Yeah.
Just because you want to prove everyone you can do what Jake can't do.
Yeah.
Just chill.
JJ would even go into his own pocket. Chill. You know, just to
I know this guy, bro. This guy, once he says, that is it.
Let me show you.
He needs to chill. He just breathe, man. In this business thing. Especially boxing, the worst thing you can do is reek of desperation. Never reek of desperation. I think any walk of life, even if you know, you're going home to a little beat down mattress and a half front door. Don't let your boss at work know that. Mm. Don't let him know that. Because when he wants to act peak to you, he will act peak because of the desperation. Everyone contain yourselves. That's what your family are for. That's what your trusted team is for. Don't let the world smell desperation, because people take advantage of you, bro. Do you know what I'm saying? You have to chill out and just let things play. Let things play. If Tommy, all right, cool. If Tommy don't fight JJ, he'll fight Jake.
Yeah, of course. That fight is definitely there.
Like, the
and the way he's moving,
he knows that.
Yeah, he knows money's waiting for him at the end of this year or early next year. He's got meals waiting for him.
And they're both, not slaves to it, but they're both stuck on it. Because Jake, for different reasons, he wants to avenge his only defeat. Mm-hmm. And JJ wants to say, oh, I don't want you couldn't done. You couldn't do. So they both, he got a hold on both of them for different reasons. Man, them need to chill. Man, them need to chill and just do their thing. Because ultimately, if they said, we don't want to fight you, Tommy.
The best thing for them to do is save their money and just fight each other.
In it?
Then give this guy
in it. You know what I'm saying? Honestly, I don't get what. Bro, fully. Yeah. Save your money, fight each other, leave it. Mm. Because they say, oh yeah, Tommy, they need Tommy, but deep it. If JJ said, fine, Tommy, I'm not fighting you. Jake said, fine, Tommy, I'm not fighting you. Logan said, fine, Tommy, I'm not fighting you.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Fighting you. He has to retire, no? That's not the case for them, man.
Yeah.
Them man, someone else will pop up. Mm-hmm. Someone else is always going to pop up to fight them. The only people that can pop up to Tommy once these men will say no is people like me. And you don't want that.
No, that's me, yeah.
So they need to chill a little bit, you know what I mean? Chill. But I understand the angle. I don't know what weight was agreed. What weight was agreed, but apparently the weights have been agreed. So hopefully we're one step closer to seeing that happen.
Yeah. I'm just praying there's a good replacement on the side just in case Tommy pulls out.
Who would that be?
See, I'm not even, I haven't started my role
shadow,
yet.
Shadow government. Who's a valid replacement?
Rob, the well's big, you know.
It is, but
the well's big. And that's, you know, that's what I want to bring into Misfits. The world is big. And there's stars in Brazil, stars in Holland, stars in France, stars in Africa, stars in Asia, stars in India.
It's true.
You got to tap into these markets.
Around the globe.
Global.
Global.
You know what I'm saying? Little baby said global.
Global. It's true though.
That's what you have to do. Because it can't just be UK and US. The world's big. Someone found Winderson.
Oh yeah, because
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Someone found him.
Yeah.
And that's what needs to happen. We need to have someone searching social media pockets in other countries.
You're not wrong, you know. You're not wrong. Maybe the replacement should be someone that was supposed to foul Kingpin.
Of course. Why wouldn't it be? That's what I would. That's what
I would.
If I was ready, bam, bam, bam. If Kingpin's not happening, okay, boom, boom, boom. Bam.
Catch man down in Sao Paulo. Yeah.
You know what? Phone call. Yo, we've got a date. Blah, blah, blah. I know you're fighting fit. You're ready already. You've already been through camp. Why not?
You think we'll ever see our OG protege's fight? When you think you'll ever see Gibbon JJ fight?
See, when it was first mentioned, yeah, I was thinking, nah, because obviously they're both my friends. Yeah, I know both pairs.
Yeah.
I was against it.
Legit.
But
now,
yeah.
It's like the only thing that's making sense, blood.
Gib just turned 27. He's a big man. JJ's a big man. What's JJ just turned?
30.
These are big men. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they are.
If they think they want to fight and they want to prove that they're better than one another, who am I?
Yeah, I'll just step back. It's true. Who are we to tell them?
Who am I?
I hear it.
Before I was in there, like my younger generation, but these are big men.
The younger.
JJ's 30, Gibbs 27.
Yeah, there's grown folk.
Who am I? If they think they're better than each other, who am I?
I think, I don't know, the more the industry goes on, the more I think it's going to happen. It's never one I want to see, bro.
Yeah.
I'll never want to see it. But again, like you said, who are we to stop it?
And see, the thing is,
it'll be huge as well. It'll be a big fight.
But there'll be two losers. Because I'm taking the L. You know what I'm saying? There'll be two losers. And I'm going to be one of them. It's guaranteed I'm going to be one of them. You know what I'm saying? JJ's my brother.
Yeah.
Gibbs my brother. You know what I'm saying? Which either one of them lose, I'm losing with them.
Yeah, it's going to hurt. Because I can't message you, congrats. And then message you, bro, you okay?
No.
It's not going to be nice.
So,
yeah.
Ideally, I wouldn't want it to happen.
I wouldn't want it to happen, but I can smell it.
I'm a mercenary to the highest bidder. I've got a son to feed. You know what I'm saying? I've got a wife that loves holidays.
I'm a mercenary to the highest bidder.
I'm a mercenary. If you know me from one day, you know I'm a mercenary.
I'm a mercenary to the highest bidder. That, for that reason, my brother Gib contains the same mentality. And for that reason, that's why I can see this happening. Because he's exactly the same. Gib will say, well, what are you saying? I'm paying heavy. Cool, then you got me. And if that happens, if Misfits ever say, hey, Gib, here you go, main event, let's do it. Middle East, maybe.
If you're in this influencer boxing world, or you aspire to be in the influencer boxer, crossover boxing world, all roads lead to Misfits.
Hey, look at him. See, I don't even want... You see? You see this fuckeries, bro? God. You see this guy, bro? You see what I'm saying? Hey, people. You see the channel's going to be different now. Low-key.
Nah, man. Low same key, old, man. You know how it is,
low-key, Lee's going to be here just... You know what? I'm going to say something, and then he's going... I'm going to say, yo, we can't talk about... You. Yeah.
No, of course we can. We've got to be us, man. That's the most important thing. We've got to stay true to who we are. And that's
but
why
you're not
like
wrong,
why
yeah. It is.
We're true to who we are.
We can't lose that. No, we won't. And we won't. And we won't lose that. We won't lose that. We're going to keep it 100 with the people all the time, regardless of big council, small council, whatever council.
Come on, man. We can't cancel us, man.
When you see Room Wheels, it's going to be 100.
100.
You know what I'm saying? Nah. Ooh, it's a techie time. But Misfits are the only company in the crossover scene that can say concrete, we ain't going nowhere. Mm-hmm. We've seen Showstar. Mm-hmm. We've seen Kingpin. Mm-hmm. Create a clash, they do their thing.
I heard they're having problems or something.
Surprised.
I haven't looked at it properly, but they're saying they lost money or whatnot.
What was the thing that you fought on?
Global Titans. Yeah.
Social Gloves.
What else have we seen?
There's been Showstar, a few, you know. We've already ruled off quite a few companies.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's been
and how many of them are really going?
Yeah.
Didn't Wasabi fight Adubs or something in that Creator Clash thing
the other
day?
Yeah.
What was that saying, numbers wise?
Yeah, I think it lost money or something. I seen like lately on Twitter they lost money, but. Mm-hmm. But yeah, but see the thing is, the beauty of Misfits is that it's owned by a YouTuber, a creator who's from the scene.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know who Kingpin is. No. You know what I'm saying? It's not affiliated. The reason why Nike done good, because Jordan was affiliated with it.
It's true.
You know what I'm saying?
It's true. Everyone's realizing now, just because you fight on Misfits doesn't mean you're going to be famous. Just because you fight on Creator Clash doesn't mean you're going to be famous. Just because you fight on these platforms doesn't even mean you're going to get paid there, to be honest.
Yes.
You can go back to being a nobody. Yeah? You can go back to being a nobody. Me and Lee are rare when it comes to people who can build a brand of simply being a coach. Yeah? We were just coaches and we just stuck about, bro, and we're here. How many men really hang about?
Yeah.
How many men really have something substantial they can say, man built this because I was a...
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Part of the crossover team. Swamps.
Yeah.
But he has to fight on every show.
Yeah.
You know, he's getting used over there. You know what I'm saying? Like he is getting used because he's reliable.
See the thing is, yeah. A lot of these influencer boxers or crossover boxers are getting money that they haven't seen before. But they're not using that money to invest in their content. They're just blowing their money on Dior. You know what I'm saying? Prada. You know what I'm saying? Louis V. They're blowing their money on clothes.
Yeah.
That's not going to do anything. That's not going to do anything for them. They don't need to invest back into their business, which is content.
Mm.
So content is key.
But then that's when Misfits have to help.
Yeah, some people need financial advisors.
Well. Some people need everyone needs a financial advisor.
Yeah, everyone needs a financial advisor.
We're going to put that out there on Room Wheels right now.
Yeah.
If you can, get yourself a financial advisor. Get yourself a decent account.
Come on, we've got a good one in our side.
Yeah, we were. Yeah, shout on, out man, to Lee. Man, Lee brought me through. Lee brought me through. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's important, man.
It's important. And yeah, like, I think people just need to realize you can't just fight and chill.
Yeah.
There's a level of building.
And especially if you want your money to go up.
If you want your money to go up. Because there's no belts. Like, you being champion, maybe correct me if I'm wrong, but if you're a Misfits champion, it doesn't mean you're going to get paid bears, bro.
No, of course not.
Because you're a champion.
Of course not. Yeah, of course
Do you know
not.
What I mean? It's about how many people step out because you're
Connor
champion.
Connor could ask for X, Y, Z because he's worth X, Y, Z and he brings people. He
Even
brings
with no belt.
You know what I'm saying? With no belt. No he belt. Brings pay-per-views. Mm. Same with Jon Jones. Mm-hmm. And Garner tried the thing, but he doesn't bring in new heads.
Nah, he doesn't. He doesn't.
You know what I'm saying?
He doesn't.
Only so, Ronda Rousey was getting X, Y, Z because she was bringing people Ooh, and she was representing
yeah,
hard.
Yeah. She on was her winning in. Streak. When she was armbarring everybody that she fought.
That's why crazy. Even if she come back now, she should, even though Nunes is retired, she should get paid more than Nunes.
Yeah.
Because who she brings.
Because who she brings.
She's so big, she went to WWE.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I was even going to say. You think Roman Reigns is WWE champion because he's the best wrestler? No. Because he's the guy that makes everyone come outside. Yes. Roman yes. Reigns makes everyone yes. come outside. He's the traction.
Come on, educating
this is why he's
guys,
had the
man.
Belt for so long.
Come on.
Vince and Triple H and them, and they say, nah. No one's getting that belt off Roman. He shall reign.
Shall reign.
As long as we say. Because whether it's SummerSlam, WrestleMania, Backlash, Royal Rumble, everywhere, they come out for him.
Mm-hmm.
This is what people have to understand. You have to try and create that traction somehow where the people step outside for you.
Yes.
Yeah. You can do it like Mizzy, which might not be always the best thing.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's a controversial.
Don't do
way.
It like him.
Yeah. Or you can just push your thing and just be active. I think Dean the Great does a good job.
He does, but it's only in this space.
Brand.
It's only in this space.
It is in this space, yeah.
So he's not going to gain new fans in this community like that.
No. But he does well with how he tries to stay interactive with the people. Do you know what I mean? I feel like he's chosen a path where people like him or hate him.
Yeah.
That's a start. That's people good. Have that's to like start. You or hate you.
That's a start.
Do you know what I mean? He's done good. Look, even adding Mams on it.
Yeah.
Telling you, you don't say Mams ain't
But
gonna...
even big up Fousey because Fousey found him.
Yeah, big up Fousey every
time.
Saying?
Fousey found him. Yusuf. He had his recruitment
Big up
hat
Yusuf.
On. So, big up Yusuf, yeah.
Yeah, you know I mean, look at this, man. This could this be one of the closest fights in YouTube boxing?
It was very far. It's not close, mate. It's very far, mate.
This is only 2 days ago, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
This was 2 days ago.
Kimpin's tweet, mate. Could this be the closest fight between Jarvis and Gibb, mate? Fight's very far, mate. Don't have no winner date. You know what I mean?
It is not even a date, bro. Look at this guy's been grinding away.
Grinding away.
Aye. Throwing them body shots and that. Punching man up. Look, this would have been a... I would have rolled through as well, you know. I would have rolled through. Honestly, I was looking forward to it.
He's going to see annihilation, I'm telling you.
I was looking forward to it, man. Rolling over to Island Depon and just seeing everything happen. But these men have to fight anyway.
Yeah,
I want to see it anyway.
When Nunes been in Island for like 5 weeks?
Because he's all acclimatizing.
Yeah. So...
What? Compensation? You getting your flight back?
Of course that's not happening, man.
This is what I mean, man. This is peak.
He bought his robe, his Grant gloves, everything.
Yeah, you know, Gibb takes the kit serious. Oh, I'm going to do Cobra Kai.
Yeah, so
I'm
we shall see, man. You're going to put that down, man.
Mm.
Save that for another day.
Let's see.
We shall see what happens.
Let's see.
Man.
Is there any update?
We shall see. Man.
No, that was the last tweet.
Yeah. We shall see, man.
And then it was King Kenny and Winderson. So if Misfits have to be smart now, yeah? Misfits have to swoop in. Boom, we'll take them two fights. We'll take them two fights. They're going to have to spend, though. They're going to have to spend. But they got themselves another pay-per-view.
Mm-hmm.
But they're going to have to spend. Because these men ain't going to fight for little peas.
We'll see. Yeah, we shall see if they can resurrect themselves or
we
whatnot.
We shall see if they can.
Seeing as they're kingpins, mate, their money should run deep. You know what I mean? Their money should never run out. You know what I mean?
Kingpins,
so we've got to see what they can do.
I was excited for this one. You know, I can't even lie. Look at us. We're just rubbing.
No, it was good fights. It was actually good, entertaining fights.
Yeah, it was, man.
I think everyone would have tuned into this. To be honest, because it's good entertainment.
It was exciting.
Even who was El Brook gonna fight?
That's what I was just thinking. You know,
Julia Pocker. Julia, yeah. You know what I'm saying? It was interesting fights. That witch Barbie girl.
She was gonna
fight El Brook's sister.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So it's actually good fights.
Because it could have been a thing where, what was this? Just wild card fights? Yeah. Just extra fights?
Extra fights.
Yeah. Because it was Emily versus the witch team.
We would have seen some good boxing that day.
Yeah, we would have, man.
We would have.
Oh, my days, bro. I would have, just to be a pagan, I would have loved to see Elle and Emily fight in the final.
They're ones in our
sister scrap.
That's crazy.
I would have liked to see that one.
That's crazy.
Who the people would back, but... Yeah, man. Listen, man. It's been a long episode.
Long episode.
It's been a 48. The game is a lot, 48 minutes.
We educated you guys today as well, man.
But we had to. It's been a while. We know you lot are gonna get onto us. Go head over to the breakdown and watch them suckers over there chatting their surface level team.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Sensei. Hey, shout out to Wade.
To Sensei on your marriage, man. God bless you, bro.
Yeah, you see when Wade asked me about that?
What did he ask you?
Wade was like, oh, yeah, Sensei's getting married or what? He's engaged. I said, yeah, treat her right, man. I said, love's a beautiful thing, yeah. Then Wade was like, right, you're hurt, innit? I was like, hey, shut up, man. Quickly, yeah, no, for real, congrats to
man.
To Sensei over there.
See you on the dance floor. Thing, see a few clips of you on the dance floor.
And Wade, obviously, you're always around doing your thing, so shout out to them, man. But always remember, Ruin Wills reign supreme.
Always.
Like my t-shirts.
Come on.
Ruin Will reigns supreme. So make sure you like, make sure you subscribe, head to the streaming platforms, because we're going to be back with more episodes and we got guests coming real soon. Yeah? So love, my
best people.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.